the incense when you burn it on the burning charcoal is when on the spot of your third eye you touch the pinch of incense right here, and then sprinkle on the fire. What does that mean? Is the incense become wisdom itself, and you offer your wisdom. What is so dry? You have a question.
I guess I just have a question about the walking posture, more of a technical question about the breath. Is it one breath for each foot or one breath for 2 feet?
The Qinxin is the Chinese character. This comes from toward the end of Sun Dynasty. The master of Tendo Mountain, Keitokuji Temple, Juchin, about nearly 80 years old he was. He said there has been Zen school established fully in China, but none of them know how to walk. People know how to meditate, but don't know how to walk. It's strange, you know. You can sit, but don't know how to walk. What does that mean? And he recommended practitioners to know in the meditation hall, when you walk, soft, calm walk should be kept, and one breath, half step forward, isoku hanpo. So it goes from Zajo, from Zajo, sitting samadhi, you move to standing samadhi. Standing samadhi is same upper body, kept the same position. Eye position same as about 45 degree focus, but observe whole view. When your head moves horizontally, you see the almost two-thirds of your back. When you move your head the other way around, another two-thirds of your back. But very convenient. So you are able to like antenna. You can see everything by just one move. When you do archery, it is very clear. Arrow go exactly horizontal this way. By changing your position slightly, you can shoot anywhere. Anyway, head straight forward, look down, about the height of your body. And conscious mind stay on the soul. You feel grounded yourself, and so you have to pull your feet up from the ground and move forward half step from right side. And when you are way gradually move on the right foot sole, slowly left heel go up, and then inhalation start. Then exhalation, as soon as the soul touches the ground, you start exhalation. By end of the next note, by end of the exhalation, right foot heel starts to come up. And the inhalation starts. So one breath, half step forward. And the energy, you don't wobble around. Energy goes. Mind is absolutely still. Same sitting. And then snail walk, we call it. Energy wise, like snail walking. From distance, people don't notice you are walking or stop. That's a key thing. Meditation. From that, you can increase the speed of walk without changing its constant mirror-like mind, and speeding up is a very exciting how things start to change. You have to tell me time, ending, minute. About that time you make a little signal. we are supposed to speak about how to sit also, but I wanted to know you without talk, so I'm sorry I didn't give talk of meditation instruction. It's very nice to feel how you meditate. Most of you close eyes. It's like, why? Sleepy. It's a very big subject for meditator now. Why should the eyes closed or open? If you are a passenger in the airplane, you can sleep. But if you are a pilot, you cannot sleep. But nowadays we have one wonderful aircraft system, so maybe most pilots are sleeping. It is recommended until 20 years or so, you keep your eyes open and then sit. Exception is close your eyes temporarily and find your spine straight on the cushion. When you are opening eyes, it's hard to find where is the gravity point. When you close your eyes, you can easily find where is the center. When you become drowsy, increase your amount of breath and keep it going faster, especially inhale a lot and exhale powerfully, makes your eyes very bright and conquer the drowsiness in that way. You don't forget you are not sitting alone. You are not sitting for yourself, for others even. For some reason, you arrived on the cushion, so you find out what was the reason you came here. It is very hard task to find it. I about the breath and posture, all necessary subject of for sitting, we will discuss when time goes. One thing may be helpful for you is throughout the days, from time to time, you bring your conscious back upon your breath. And feel how wonderful it is to breathe freely and discover a lot of things about breath. It's very mysterious. Thing it is. It has been discussed a lot of things about breath, but it relates with balance of your physical condition, spiritual condition come together. So paying attention on breath is like building a fine bridge between mind and body. Bridge means channel, connected channel. Again, we have a problem of physical element of existence, spiritual element of our existence. We tend to separate and get very confused about body and mind. We will talk about those more next time. Just a reminder, pay attention on your breath and try to meditate upon your activity with breath. Many of you are artists, so I know you know a deep amount of knowledge about breath.